This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence. Featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox. Money.
Welcome to Financial Detox. It's Jason Labrum in studio with Alex Klingensmith. How you doing, Alex?
I'm good. Week three of coronavirus. This is getting more and more
intense. I was trying to decide if I should come in excited or somber. I don't know. I have both feelings. I'm excited about opportunity. I'm excited about helping people preserve and protect their money by not having permanent loss and selling and panicking. I'm also getting annoyed by how this thing is persisting.
I made a decision on Monday and to be positive this entire week.
All right.
Because the somber part, I mean, not out of disrespect for people that are suffering right now and that are going through financial, emotional,
real people are dying.
Physical, they are. It's important, I think, that if you have the ability to communicate on a platform like we are right now, that we take that opportunity to spread optimism and positivity.
Because, not insincerely, though.
No, not insincerely. Humanity is a very powerful force. Human beings, you know, we are a species that has survived many things, and we will survive this too.
Yep.
And economies are as a result of our humanity's desire to prosper financially, I believe, right?
Yes.
And socially, not just financially, but
right. It'll pass, and you know, all we need is I think we need a good hot dose of early springtime weather, and that'll help clear things out. I mean, the fact that California is so bad right now, it's raining and cold here. California is not California right now.
You're talking about Southern California.
Yeah, well, I mean, even Central's been getting hit now lately, and I'm sure Northern's always rainy and cold.
It's going to make for a beautiful spring, though. I mean, and there are things, I think this show, we talked about what can be done before, during, and after a major market event, and we focused a lot on financial things you can do in your portfolios and, you know, tax planning and tax strategies, and we'll hit on some of those today. Yeah. I think it'd also be kind of cool to share what can you be doing with your time? What are we doing? Right. Maybe a personal thing, like what are we doing with our time that we can do that? Because there's so many things you can't do right now.
Do you have any spare time? Because I've been working.
Well, this is where
14 hours a day.
I talked to some of our friends who are advisors and have been around like as long as you and that manage billions, you know, of clients' money. And they're like, this is where advisors earn their stripes. Every single one of them.
Yes.
The good advisors, both legal and financial and doctors performing under pressure, if you can't, you know, this separates the weak from the strong.
Well, when we talk about firemen and we talk about police as being heroes, and I think they are. I think they're great at what they do. We also need to put doctors in that category right now, because you look at
nurses,
doctors and nurses, and they're in the hospital, and they are sitting there feet, inches away from people who are infected with COVID-19, COVID-19, they're doing that to help them. They're doing that selflessly. Yes, it's their job, but
my brother's an EMT in Garden Grove Hospital. My other brother's a nurse in Mission Viejo Hospital. They're on that. They're living in that right
have
now.
Have you seen them lately? Because I'm sitting in a room with you.
I have not seen them lately.
Good.
No, because they're self-quarantining, which is really sad. And that's the kind of thing what I mean. We can't be around all the people that we love right now. But I talk to them every day, check in on them. They're great. They're healthy. They're strong. They're young. They're you know, 23 and 31 years old.
So they'll be fine probably. Knock on wood, if they get it anyway. But it is coronavirus, and we're here dealing with real market volatility. I mean, this week was the most dramatic market movements I've ever seen in my history. I mean, to see the market go down 10%, up 9%, down 10%, up 12%, down 12%, whatever. It was just bizarre to see that type of emotion. I think that is typically what happens, is you get the really hard spike at or near the bottom. I hope that was it. I really hope that was it. It may not be.
It's pretty mellow today. Markets, this is Friday. We're recording on Friday,
right?
Airing Saturday. But today is actually finally a mellower day. Yesterday was an up day.
Yeah, flat, I mean, almost a flat day yesterday, which is great. I mean, I don't even want it to go spiking up. I just want flat. Just give me some flat. Yeah. Let's stabilize here for a little. But here's the deal. You know, we just did a webinar, and it's available under our resources tab. You'll see it on our LinkedIn or whatever. If you want to tune in and get a lot of data about how markets work, how they've worked in past pandemics and epidemics and terrible situations that we've dealt with as human beings, like you said, and the resolve of human beings and the fact that we can put put aside political differences, and we all really want the same thing in the end. This is why I'm a huge proponent of no political parties. Zero. No political parties, because when you put two human beings in a room, even if they differ on opinions, you'll find that actually we all agree on more than we think we do, right? We agree on a lot more. We want to be healthy. We want a good environment. We all want a good environment. We all want a healthy environment. We don't like to kill dolphins. Nobody wants to kill dolphins. Nobody wants bad air. People want to see happiness and thriving and prosperity. I mean, the things that matter, we all agree on. So there should be no Democrat. There should be no Republican. And you have something like this. Hopefully that helps people see this. And the hatred and the who slammed who and who dug who, the, you know, it's just, I hope it all goes away, because it's just, it's quite frankly, it's nonsense. And it sucks that people have become that way, so full of hate. And maybe we needed this. Maybe this was God's way of telling us all, you know, you better pull it together because you're all one, and you better fight against the common enemy of bad things.
Yeah.
And so here we go. We want to today do a couple things. All right. We're here to talk to you. We're here to say this in our webinar. I lost my train of thought, but one of the questions was, what are we going to do to avoid permanent loss? Mm. And I think I answered that, but I did not answer it as well as I could, because of course I'm on the spot. And I'm
that was a listener question. So during, yes. So Jason spoke for 20, 30 minutes or so and presented all this information and data. And then he opened it up to questions from the listeners, of which there were dozens of listeners, I think almost 100 at one point. But so one of the questions from the audience was what you just said.
Yeah. What are we going to do to prevent permanent loss? And I talked about how, you know, we build portfolios that are customized for our clients, based upon their financial plan, their personal circumstances, their personal objectives. And as we construct those portfolios, there are some clients who are capital preservation. There are some clients who are conservative, some clients who are moderate, moderate plus, growth, growth plus, aggressive growth, all over the place, right? And even our aggressive growth clients that are 100% equity, it is game on, baby, get some big returns. And they do over long periods of time, and they have huge returns. They have phenomenal returns, but they deal with a lot of volatility and to get that. But my point was, even those clients, I don't believe are going to have permanent loss, because permanent loss means your portfolio goes down and stays down.
Right.
And that means that everything you own doesn't exist anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
And if you have a portfolio the way we would help you build a portfolio, if you're a client of ours, diversified, well-allocated, U.S., yeah, large, mid, and small.
Over 10,000 stocks, 10,000 yeah, companies, 10, right?
10,000 different companies, great point, in your portfolio. For you to have permanent loss, one of a couple things have to happen. Number one, every publicly traded stock on the face of the earth basically has to be gone.
Right.
And if that happens, it's not going to matter about your portfolio, because there won't be food, right? You're going to start farming for yourself. You're going to need some seed. You're going to need some guns, some ammo to protect your family. So that's realistically not going to happen. Okay. So then what else, how else could you have permanent loss?
No, hold on. I think that's not you say it that way, because I think this kind of the past 3 weeks has had a lot of us kind of even hesitating on what you just said. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right. The whole world isn't going to just cease to exist. And there's no publicly traded companies and no
companies like Amazon are actually thriving.
Right.
They hired 100,000 people a couple of days ago, right?
Thank you. That is not going to happen. So number one is out. How else could you have permanent loss? Because there are some other very real ways you could have permanent loss.
Selling.
If you go to cash, which one of the questions on our webinar was, you know, we couldn't see 2011. We couldn't see 08. But we could see this coming.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I can't say the word on the air, but nonsense. You couldn't see this coming. Nobody knew that COVID existed 4 months ago. It didn't even exist. So how did you see it coming? You didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
So when it existed, you knew that the response was, you couldn't. So that person asked, why didn't we go to sell the cash and protect? Because that is when you lock in permanent losses. And if anybody thinks that their hindsight is so pure and that they actually could do that in real life, not hindsight, then you're fooling yourself. It's a mistake. So this is Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum with Alex Klingensmith. We're back. It's Financial Detox. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about coronavirus. We're talking about markets and how they're going up and down, mostly down. We are seeing real losses temporary losses and downturns in portfolios right now. It's the real deal. These are the times, Alex, that test men's souls, right? These are the times that try men's souls and women's and people's. Because this is when behavior matters. This is when having knowledge and discipline matters. And so what we want to do is, and in the last segment we were just talking about, the only way you have permanent losses is if you sell. The only other way you, I think, create a real problem for yourself is by using hindsight and thinking that it's actually intelligence. Because hindsight is not intelligence.
Yeah.
Hindsight is all the information laid out in front of you. It doesn't take intelligence to look in the rearview mirror.
Hindsight, said another way, is actually experience, history. So if you look, if you take experience and history and then make decisions based on those, that's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what we talk about endlessly.
Totally.
So we have three things that we're doing right now. Are we to that point? Or
from a
portfolio
opportunities. What are opportunities that exist? Because when markets go down, these are opportunities, right? Yes, it's terrible, and I'm not downplaying our sympathy and compassion and love for anybody who's sick and the things that we're going through. And kids who need to be in school for one reason or another and they can't, whatever. It's the real deal. But there are also opportunities in chaos, and there are opportunities in disaster. And certain people, some people strike on those opportunities, and they better themselves and their family and society, and other people, you know, kind of don't. And so we want to help you do that. So anyway, number one, a really basic thing, thanks to, I think, Carrie was the one who really kind of just highlighted this, or somebody, one of our great advisors at our firm. We have tons of great advisors here, but it was like, we really need to be thinking about Roth conversions right now.
Yeah.
And we were so busy talking to clients and helping them understand markets and stuff that, you know, you almost forget something that's so simple and easy and right in front of your face, which is Roth conversions. And what that means is that you take money that is in an IRA or an old 401k. You can actually even do it inside your 401k if you have cash outside to pay tax. But you take that money and you convert it to a Roth. So you take money from an IRA, which is a tax deferred account. You've never paid tax on that money. And you move that money to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, which is after tax. So you have to pay tax without other money, right? You have to come up with some money to pay tax on that conversion. But then the money now is in the Roth, and the recovery happens inside an environment that is tax free.
Right.
So you get to take the lower value today, pay tax on that lower value as you convert it over to a Roth, and then all the recovery and appreciation, which we know will happen eventually, not here to tell you when, but we know it will happen eventually, that recovery and that appreciation happens inside of the Roth, which is totally tax-free forever. This makes sense. Ran the numbers for a client the other day, this was yesterday, on a financial plan. We did $50,000 a year for 10 years, Roth conversions, $250,000 total dollars. Is that right? Yes. And they,
yeah.
I'm going to wait.
It's been a long week.
Is that right? And the number was a $400,000 difference in their life.
Well, another thing to that too, to add to the tax part of this, that if you, so you do the Roth conversion, like you just said, yes, in a year where if you have outside non-retirement accounts, like that we manage, typical client for us has a non-retirement trust account, an IRA for a husband and wife each, yep, Roth, you know, husband and wife each. So in the non-retirement account, there's a lot of tax. You're going to get to tax loss harvesting, but just to add, just maybe it's a segue into this. Yep. But so if we're tax loss harvesting for you, could that offset some of the taxes that you might be generating by the Roth conversion anyways, and making it a neutral event in a way?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
not directly, but
because you have different, you know, the
ordinary
money
income
is going to come in as ordinary income, not a capital gains or dividend or interest, but it's going to be ordinary income. But at least 3,000 of it is saved. It's Financial Detox. This is Jason Labrum and Alex Klingensmith in studio. I got Alex laughing a little bit. That's kind of good. This is fun.
Well, Joe Rogan, we were talking about Joe Rogan a minute ago. I'd actually never seen him before, his stand-up.
He's really crude.
But he's so funny, man.
He is funny, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I listened to his podcast and I was like, whoa, this guy's like, you don't want to have the kids in the car. He's like,
no, you know, no chance. Here. You asked me I told you we watched it last night to laugh for a minute intentionally. Like, what can we watch that's funny? And we're like, Joe Rogan's supposed to be funny. I didn't really know. I never heard his podcast. And no, the kids weren't there, man. No.
You know what I watched with my kids? The movie Contagion.
You did not do that. What's the matter with
it
you?
It was terrible. At the end of the show, my boy turns to me, and we were cuddled on the couch. It was awesome. But I said, let's watch Contagion. We did. And he turns to me and goes, okay, so Dad, there's like at least a 50-50 chance I should have not watched that movie. I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy.
We're laughing now about it, but
and then we went to bed. It was like 9 at night, right? 9:30.
How does the movie... Does the movie end positively?
No, not really. And
it's terrible.
Although it ends, right? They finally get a containment. They get a vaccine.
Okay.
So, yeah, it ends in a positive way. But there's, like, you know, people foaming at the mouth and dying. And then they're, you know, they do autopsies and they're taking skulls off and stuff. So
what is the matter with you, man?
It was PG-13.
He's not 13.
He's almost 13.
He's actually very also mature.
He's a really mature little dude. But
did Allie watch it too?
No, I love it. Luke and Allie were upstairs, and Luke came down and goes, this is ridiculous. He just looked at the screen and saw one, and he leaves. And I love that. I think there's at least a 50-50 chance I shouldn't have watched that.
Yeah, and today he's probably like, it was definitely 100% chance I was not.
No, now he wants to see Outbreak. We want to watch Outbreak.
So,
but it's rated R. I don't know why. I got to find out why.
Lots of cussing in that one.
Oh, is there?
Lots of foul language.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I think this was great. You said, as we were talking about what we're going to do on the show, yeah, there's a lot of good that can come out of tough times.
Yeah.
And I think the good that I opened with is just bringing people together, stop fighting and hating about politics and different belief systems, because it's all sensationalized and really made up by the media. In the end, we as human beings want good education for our kids. We want to be healthy. We want to be happy. We want a beautiful environment to live in. And we want the ability to foster success and to achieve and succeed and create. And we all want that.
Yeah.
Nobody would argue that. So the other stuff is not important. Right. I mean, it can be, but it's not what's really important. You know, important is all those good things we talked about, love and being able to succeed and achieve and help each other out. And you were mentioning some things about just community coming together. Allie and I are looking at Meals on Wheels, and because there's a lot of older people who can't drive or don't drive,
yeah,
or who used to drive to the grocery store. They should not be going to the grocery store. So we got to help those people get food to their house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're currently working on that. And I think we should do that as a team in an office and a firm too,
yeah,
because I can throw on a pair of gloves and go deliver some food to somebody, you know, and
yeah,
healthy. So.
In times like these, you look for people that help.
I mean, yes.
There are helpers out there. There are leaders out there. There are people that are willing to do what maybe 3 weeks ago they weren't even thinking about doing, you know?
And people need it more than ever. And I think, yeah, you know, we also, church is online and there's some awesome stuff on the Bible app, and just reading the good word every day and staying in tune to that changes your perspective.
I heard there was a guy in Encinitas. I didn't see this for my own eyes, but there's a guy in Encinitas that had put a table out in the middle of, like, you know, the 101 Coast Highway. And he put a big sign that says, please bring your toilet paper that you don't need here for people that don't have any. This is a toilet paper joke. I know we have tons of them right now, but yeah. And people did it. People brought toilet paper and put it on the table, and others would come and get it.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that cool? Like,
right,
a small little.
So many people hoarded it and just bought.
Yeah,
it's,
man,
just ridiculous. Okay,
it's crazy.
But before we get too happy and joyous here about all the good things that we can do,
okay,
I do want to close, or not close just yet, but I do want to talk about the other three actions we had to do, because we talked about rebalancing.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about opportunities and actions that you can and should be taking right now,
yeah,
with your money and your portfolio, and your advisor should be helping you on this. And if they're not, you should call us at 877-707-8889. That's 877-707-8889, or just look us up at financialdetox.com. But what about rebalancing, Alex? I mean, so if I have a portfolio and it's 50% stocks and it's 50% bonds are safer, lower return, but safer, stocks are better return, but more volatility. And over the last month and a half, 2 months, my stocks are now only 30% of my portfolio and my bonds are 70% because my stocks have gone down so much. What should I do?
You should see that as a way to get free lunch in life. There's no free lunch in life, right?
Yeah.
But the only free lunch in investing is having a sound financial plan and a good investment strategy. And part of a good investment strategy is managing it through rebalancing through volatility.
So if I start with half stocks, half bonds, stocks go down. My stocks are now only 30% of my total 100% portfolio.
Bring it back to 50.
Then we
rebalance.
Should be selling bonds and buying stocks when stocks are cheap.
But that's the idea,
right?
But that's crazy, though, because why would you buy this? I'm being facetious, but why would you buy something that's gone down
right
and sell something
it
that's gone up?
It could go down more.
Sure.
I mean, I think there's another leg to come on this, don't you? I mean, that's...
I don't know.
Who knows?
I hope not.
I mean, this is the conventional thinking is, ooh, there could be more to come. We got to remember, though, the market is a predictive mechanism, right? The market is taking in all available information. That's everything that's already happened, certainly. That's already priced in, for sure. But what's also already priced in is everything we think is going to happen as a community of investors. And there's tens of millions of people who make up the market intelligence, right? And make up trades. So tens of millions of people and everything they think is already priced into the market. So do we think it's going to continue? If generally, if the markets and the collective knowledge of all these people together thinks the market's going to go down, it's already priced in.
Yeah.
So you're not ahead of that. You can't get ahead of it. I'm sorry. In any of our own infinite wisdom that we may or may not possess, we are not smarter than tens of millions of people all put together collectively. So the market is smarter than we are. We have to accept that. But one of the things that we can do is rebalance,
yep.
And that is a free lunch. I love how you said that. It's just true. It's a free lunch.
I mean, borrowed it from Lizanne Saunders, too.
I know, but...
She has some good stuff lately.
it's a great opportunity for you to sell something that's done well or stayed stable and buy something that is down. It's like the Nordstrom's half-yearly sell. You want to go buy stuff when it's a half-yearly sell. Stocks are no different. Real estate's no different. You want to buy when things are cheap. That's when opportunists, and that's when people who end up successful in building and preserving wealth.
It's so simple. Sell high, buy low.
It is so
simple.
There's one other thing, though, that I think is just as critical in a time like this right now, and this is a little more difficult to do on your own, but you know, executing a proper tax loss harvesting strategy. Mm-hmm. When a position goes down, if I buy something for $100,000 and it goes down to $80,000, I can now sell that, buy something that's similar but not substantially the same. And now I have $20,000 of losses, which I can use to offset $20,000 of gains that I've had from something else at some other time. And if I can't use it today, I can use that going forward. So that $20,000 sell is going to save me roughly, I mean, if you figure a 30% tax bracket, you're talking about saving $6,000 in taxes.
Yeah.
So you didn't lose out. You didn't sell and go to cash. You sold and went to the same type of investment, and you put $6,000 back in your pocket, and now you still get a recover. That's real money.
Yep.
So those are three things. Consider Roth conversions,
mm-hmm.
moving money from an IRA to a Roth, executing a good rebalancing strategy that's not getting out of cash, that's not going to, you know, the sidelines, and executing tax loss harvesting. These things make a huge difference. We're doing them for our clients every single day. We scan and we do this every day. We invite you to let us do it for you if you don't have somebody on it or if you're not able to do it yourself. And we invite you to stay calm and carry on with us and look at the data, look at the history, and know that markets recover over time. They just are. All publicly traded stocks are not going to cease to exist. So if you stay invested, if you have a discipline, if you tie it to a financial plan, you will end up coming out of this A-okay. You will do just fine.
But if you don't know how you're invested, really, though, you should call us. If you don't think you're diversified, you really should reach out.
And you probably weren't, because the large majority of prospective clients we see don't have great diversified portfolios. They have a lot of things missing, and most of them don't have a financial plan.
You want to catch this rebound badly, you really do.
Yeah. If you had tens of millions of dollars, a financial plan matters in how you invest. If you have $150,000 or $500,000, it matters. So we invite you to check us out. Financialdetox.com. There you go. Financialdetox.com and 877-707-8889. Once again, 877-707-8889. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Financial Detox. God bless.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com for podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There's a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.